AAA's management and staff, I would like to warmly welcome you tonight to our premises. And this is a very special moment for our company because we are celebrating the delivery of phase 1A of our important gateway program. But it is also the last time that I will be hosting you as the CEO of Aruba Airport Authority. And it's going to be a very interesting evening with a mix of business and personal touch from my end. But let's begin with the business, our gateway project, and I will save the personal farewell for later this evening. As you all know, in this new hall, in Aruba we are economically dependent on tourists visiting our beautiful island. And Aruba Airport creates the first and last impression that our visitors have of the island. That's an important role. And the success of Aruba attracting more visitors every year triggered us some years ago to come up with a capital improvement program called Gateway 2030, making our airport ready to accommodate the growing numbers of visitors and still be able to guarantee the right level of service in modern and future-proof airport facilities. And the first phase is ready, as you can see today. And because and based on the successes and learnings of this phase 1A, we are working currently very hard to become ready for awarding the next phase of Gateway, phase 1B, as soon as possible. My colleague Gilbert Raphael, he is the business owner of AAA of the program, will inform you later on all the details of Gateway phase 1A. Allow me to express my heartfelt gratitude and acknowledge everyone who has been involved in the first phase of Gateway. Many companies were involved, but in the end, it's about real people with true identities and faces. People who are accountable, knowledgeable, and willing to face challenges and play a role in a team that includes representatives from the employer, contractor, PMO, Schiphol, subcontractors, government, and other internal and external stakeholders. It was and still is a real team effort. The majority of these team members are present today, and I'm extremely proud that I can stand here and say that the execution of this multi-million dollar investment has been successfully constructed by local contractors in a very good and collaborative spirit with the PMO team, the program management organization, and our internal airport teams, with the right quality in mind and within the allocated budget. And as the icing on the cake, and in line with our corporate strategy, this building is the first building in Aruba that meets the LEED Gold requirements. And as you may know, the LEED certification provides an international framework for healthy, highly efficient, and cost-saving green buildings. And I can easily say that it is now the most sustainable building in Aruba.